Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the Executive Director for the Michigan Nursery and Landscape Association, Amy Upton. Amy, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing all right. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. Thank you. Glad to have you on the show. In these times that we're living in now, unfortunately, it seems the state is divided into two things, essential and non-essential in terms of workers. And recently, the governor has assigned the nursery and landscaping workers as being non-essential. And you, along with the Michigan Farm Bureau, are trying to change her mind on that.
That is correct. That is correct. But I have to say, we absolutely take offense to the terms essential and non-essential that are being used
right now.
And we want to thank Senator Shirky and Speaker Chatfield. They're changing the conversation, and they're making it about a safe workplace and recognizing the importance of industries and how they can work safely to keep Michigan's economy going.
Very good. And you guys are in your press release assuring everyone, including the government, that you can work safely.
That's exactly right. So we have, by virtue of what we do, we are outside. Our landscape lawn care and landscape management folks, they're working individually. We have safety protocols that we've developed that they can easily implement to keep themselves, their associates, their employees, as well as our customers safe. Our retail garden centers, they can do things such as online or telephone ordering and then curbside pickup or delivery.
Indeed. So you know what? Your case is a strong one. Where do you go from here on this now?
So we have been working with the governor's office every mm-hmm. step of the way. We've been working with the governor's office. We haven't obviously gotten very far with that. So we're working with our legislature, with the leadership. We're involved with the work group to get, safe workplaces and get people back to work.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing in the world that we want to do is for anyone else to get sick.
Sure.
We take employee and customer safety and health very seriously. I have to tell you, Kevin, the majority of our businesses are family-owned.
Yes.
And many of those are multi-generational. So we would not go back to work if we did not feel that we could do it safely.
Of course.
Because it's our family members out there. So we employ regular safety training. We enforce strong safety standards on the job. And if we, are able to go back to work, like I said, we're going to implement the even stricter, the new models that are out there. And we feel when we are able to go back to work, it's not going to be business as usual. And I don't think, Kevin, that it's going to be that for a very long time.
I agree with you. I think you're right.
Certainly not this season, and I don't even know about next season. So we're just going to adopt new practices. And we are fully prepared to do that because, as you know, our environment is essential, if we must use that word. I don't want to. But our environment is essential. And today is not a good example because it is snowing. But when it stops snowing, tomorrow it's supposed to be sunny and 50 degrees. And everything is going to start going. And it's nature. And it doesn't hold for you. And the things that we take care of that most people don't even see, don't even realize that we're doing, we are going to realize this year. The things like pests, like mosquitoes, ticks, fleas, things of that nature, just all of the different things that we take care of. We need to get back to work. We need to get back to work.
Now, Amy, if they'd like more information about your association or in a way that if they want to voice their opinion in your favor, a website, Facebook page, where can they find you socially?
Sure. Yeah, so we do have a Facebook page, Michigan Nursery and Landscape Association. We also have a website, www.plantmichigangreen.com.
Very good. The Michigan Nursery and Landscape Association Executive Director, Amy Upton. Amy, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope that everything turns out right for you for these guys this spring and summer.
Thank you so much, and please be safe out there.